This is Kieran Murphy, the founder and presenter of the Across the Four Lakes podcast. On Sunday in Dowdles Hill in County Louth, Carlow footballers ended years of disappointment when they won promotion to Division 3 of the National Football League. They couldn't have done it in more dramatic fashion, with Maeve O'Neill swooping for a goal with the last kick of the game. Carlow player Idel Hayden has joined me here to look back on what was a thrilling finale. Idel, welcome. Great to see you. And look, it must be a great day for you.
Oh, it was absolutely unbelievable. I think I'm still a little bit in shock, even coming home from the game yesterday. We're kind of, I suppose, we've been so used to being on the ends of so many losses, especially in semi-finals, and then through and get over that semi-final stage. Just, it was unbelievable now, unbelievable feeling.
Yeah. Listen, Idel, before we go on to the match itself, I'd have to acknowledge, like, your family, the Hayden family in Carlow GAA, like, it's an amazing, it goes back, so, you know, it's royal blood, it's blue blood, call it what you like, but going back to your grandfather, Brendan Hayden, and then your own dad, Joe, Brendan, Marion, Colm, I leave somebody out a minute, the late Martin. Am I leaving anybody out?
No, I think that's all the lads there now. So there would have been, my granddad Brendan would have played in the 60s really for Carlow and Leinster, and he would have been a proud Carlow man and Tinner Island, of course. And then my dad Joe, Colm and Brendan and the late Martin obviously also played. And between Daddy Joe and Colm and Brendan, my dad Joe, Colm and Brendan in the 90s won 5 Leinsters, I suppose, in the 70s.
Yeah.
And got 2 All-Ireland finals and hurling as well. I think the med 2B All-Irelands as well. So
that's right,
Marion
that's
also fled for years as well for Carlow. So it's huge. Right. And my brother and some of my cousins all played up along. So
yeah.
Yeah.
So like there's, yet you have two, no, you haven't got Brendan and Colm, obviously, two sisters who probably not that involved at all. Is that right?
Yeah, Anne and Olivia, all right.
How did they escape at all?
I'm not too sure. I think the girls kind of went to the running, I think, at one stage there a couple of years ago, and Anne completed a marathon there a couple of years ago too. So they kind of stayed away from the football, but they would have been huge supporters and number one fans, I suppose, as well.
Yeah.
So
absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. This, we go on to this game yesterday. Like, what was the thought process going up? You had been beaten by Limerick, but I was talking to the manager after that game, and he wasn't too disappointed, but he wasn't going to let on that to you. I think he used the words, he was almost delighted because you hadn't won the game, which had played okay, but the fact that you'd lost the game, it meant that you couldn't take anything for granted.
Yeah, no, we couldn't take anything for granted. I suppose we went up that day against Limerick, and I suppose it wasn't one of our better starts to the game that we did have. And as Ed said after the game as well, he was minding a lot of players. We had a few injuries, and he was just trying to kind of look after everyone as well, I suppose, and just take each game as it came. And I suppose getting the news as well that the way the other game had went beforehand, kind of he was able to pull a few players out because it meant we were in a semi-final position either way.
Yeah,
and I suppose
I think Limerick had to win, hadn't it?
Limerick had to win. Yeah. Yeah. We had loads of chances in that game as well, and I suppose we just didn't take them to win the game either. So it was just one of those days, I suppose, for us. But we were lucky to still be in a semi-final spot. And that's what we aimed for at the start of the year. So we were happy.
Yeah, and it's ironic that Limerick came through the other semi-final yesterday as well. They beat Leitrim.
Yeah, they really did. Like, I think ourselves and Limerick was two big shockers yesterday because I suppose big favourites were Leitrim to win it and then Fermanagh also. So there was two big shocks yesterday. But Limerick are absolutely brilliant. We played them down there, and suppose they're probably one of the fastest teams we've played this year. They're well able to move the ball really quick and fast. So they're a really, really good side.
Yeah, where did the confidence come from this year? Like, was it there before you played your, like, you were unbeaten, you played two draws and then you won a few games. Like, you drew it for Manor, you were 10 points down or something against the wind in the first half.
Yeah.
So where did the confidence come from?
I think kind of from last year, making the All-Ireland against the semi-final against Down, like we felt, a lot of us that did come back, we felt that we had so much unfinished business. And I think we went back in and we left off where we started from last year. So we were right back at it, and we were training at a level, I suppose, that was a little bit higher than we came back last year. So that came into all the games as well. And I suppose we kind of just took one game as it came. And like, when you have a smaller knit group, like, everybody is really, really training hard for each other. And like, the standard in training, even the younger girls coming in there, like, they're really pushing everyone for places. And sorry, I suppose then, like, as taking each game as it came, probably years before, we wouldn't have got any wins under our belt. It would have been always been beaten by a point. Like, we hadn't a good league last year at all. So we knew then, after getting the few wins in, the bit of confidence came, the belief was there. And especially going down, like, any team really that would have went down, I think it was 2-8 at half time to Fermanagh, we came back and drew the game. And the other year, as Roisin said in a previous interview, which are like, we would have been dead and gone, but we clawed it back. And I think the belief really came from that day, really, in the dressing room at half time. And when we came in after that, we regrouped, and we have so much belief now. No matter how far we go down, we keep going, play to the end. And I think kind of the belief did come from the Fermanagh game to start.
Possibly. And yet, and even when you lost to Leitrim, you had been going well against Leitrim, and then they got a run at you and you came back in the second half. But that didn't puncture your preparations, or did it help you?
No, like, the tougher the games, I suppose, the better. And like, all the teams we've played this year, like, they're all so different. Like, you could have Limerick and they're a real quick team. Like, some of the other teams are so physical. And I suppose we just bring it back to training. And as I said to you there, like, the belief is just there this year. There's something different and everyone can feel it around. Like, and the professionalism of Ed and all the backroom as well. Like, they back us 100% in everything we do. And it's just a belief between ourselves and them. It's just unreal this year. It's good.
And you had to travel a bit further, I think, to the game yesterday. Probably not a lot in it, but I think Dowdall's Hill. Am I pronouncing it right? Is it
Yeah,
a bit further than Lanlira, further north?
I think it was a half an hour further up for
Was it
us.
that
So,
long? Yeah.
It was, yeah.
Why do Fermanagh travel the whole time? Do you know what the arrangement is there? Because you've met them at a County Louth venue quite a few times now. Do you know?
Yeah, I think it was in Lanlier. There was some, I'm not too sure now, couldn't be 100% Kieran, but I think it was kind of management had, in previous years, had agreed to play neutral. So it was always kind of in Lanlier we ended up playing them, really. So I'm not sure if that's the same still going ahead now, but like, it was in previous years, I know, with James Daly, the previous manager.
Okay, cool. So look, yeah, you go into the game yesterday. It was tight there in the first what was the first 10 minutes. I think Rachel Sawyer opened the scoring, and Sarah Doyle got a couple of points as well. So it was tight there for quite a while, wasn't it? In the first
Yeah, it
quarter.
was really tight now. It was the first 10 minutes, really, 15 minutes, I think. It was all in. It took us a little while to settle, as well. It was very close, and even after half time, I suppose, just there was only 4 points in it, you know.
Yeah, but they got
So
a
it
run
was
at you,
really
Tumsy. Did they get a goal in the first half of my
there. Yeah, they did. They did. They got a run at us then in just say the last 15. I think it was Bogue sent in a ball, but it went to the back of the net anyway. But they did. They got a purple patch in that 15, the last
And
15 minutes of pressure.
what was the thought process in the dressing room?
We actually stood out in the pitch yesterday, so we stood out in the pitch yesterday after, but we just regrouped. Like, we know now, like, that we're well able to come back, and we had the belief in ourselves. It was just to stay calm and do the simple things well and don't complicate anything. And like, as we said in with previous games, it is clawing back and clawing back. Like, we knew, just if we didn't panic, we stuck to the game plan, we kept marking their players like that needed to be marked, and if we just calmed it down, we were going to be okay.
Yeah, look, when Rachel Sawyer does what she does well, at that score goals, score points, she probably got a score at a critical time in the game for you, which I think you went back ahead then at that stage, did you? Or were you
yeah, we did.
In the second
we,
half?
I, it was in the second half then, I think we drew back level. I think it was level. I don't think we ever went ahead in the second half now. Now, I could be mistaken. But yeah, Rachel is phenomenal, especially when you need scores at that vital time. She always seems to pop up in the right places or make unbelievable runs to let the ball in. And she does her magic as usual. So,
yeah,
yeah, she's a phenomenal player.
What did Ruth Birmingham do to get the 10 minutes rest? Or she wouldn't look at it like that, and I don't think anybody would, but she did get 10 minutes in the bid.
She did, yeah. It was just a tackle, I suppose. Ruth, go like, she's smaller in height, she loves to go for the ball, and the aggression is there all the time, and she wants to win. And you know, I suppose the tackle went in, and he gave her the yellow card. So look, when she went off, I suppose Ruth is after, like, she's after putting in a serious graft there for 2 weeks. She had a problem with her hamstring there. She came off in one of the games, so she had a lot of work to do over the last 2 weeks. So when she was going off that pitch, like, we all knew just to stand up and do it for her after work, after being putting in over the 2 weeks to get back right to play. So her going off, yeah, they did press the kickouts and it got difficult. But we, as long as they didn't get goals at that stage, I think that was the main thing there. And I think we actually worked it fairly well.
Yeah, and just looking at some of the match reports there, when you were getting a score, they were knocking over the odd point as well, you know. And
they had
a bit of a distance between you, and possibly other years your heads would have dropped.
Our heads would have dropped, and even yesterday it was tough because we probably had one or two chances ourselves when we went up the pitch to take the score, and we just got turned over, and it was just forces of error, I suppose. And they went down, they got two on a trot then, and I think the last one, Emer Smith got, I don't think there was long left in the game at all, because it was the next kick out, really. We went up the pitch, worked it off clean, and got her free, and she just lobbed it in from there into the square. And thankfully, young Maeve was on the end of it. It was dropped into the right hands at the right time, I suppose. And as she said yesterday, it was open net in front of her, and it was great. And then the next kick out, then it was blown up. So
fantastic.
We were lucky, I suppose.
Like, you've been there, done that on the wrong side of it. But I think she still had a body to, looking at the reports there this morning, that she still had a bit of work to do when she got the ball, and she had to sort of
hold
her head rather than blazing it anywhere, you know. And she picked her spot. If the report,
she really did. Yeah, she did. I think she even had to sidestep as well. Somebody, after, she was saying as well last night. But yeah, you have to finish those as well when you're in front of goal, because it's easily go the opposite way too, I suppose, when you're under pressure. So for a young girl, like, she's absolutely unbelievable talent as well, and it's amazing the young girls coming in there. They've no fear, just to come in and go at it, and it's exactly what we need this year too.
Yeah, there was reports she was playing a minor game 24 hours earlier. Is that true?
She really was. Herself and Brona. And Brona started the game yesterday at wing forward, like, too. So they had a minor game yesterday as well. So fair play to them. Like, they got themselves ready and conditioned themselves well after the game yesterday, and they were ready to go then, you know.
Yeah.
Or on Saturday, they were ready to go then for yesterday.
And it's amazing too, like, Rachel scores 1-3, Brona gets a point, Maeve O'Neill gets a point, and clearly Niché only gets a point as well, which, she's always good for about 6 points in a game. But I'm sure what I noticed about Cleen in the last game was her work rate was just outstanding. And I'm sure it was the same yesterday.
Yeah, like, Cleena is unbelievable. She's her work rate is second to none. She gets up and down that pitch, and she just draws players in to free up other players. She does probably a lot of unnoticed things that people probably wouldn't see, because it's usually the scorers or whatever, you know, get the credit or whatever. But absolutely unbelievable attitude, her determination. She just never stops, you know. She'll never give up, and she'll keep fighting, get that hand in, or, you know, she's unbelievable to have there as well, and she's such a role model for the younger girls as well there.
Absolutely, well said. The final, I was looking at the LGFA website today, and there's the Division 1, 2, and 3 finals up, but they haven't got the Division 4 final up. Have you any idea? Or at this
Yeah, we have. We're actually playing before Division 3 down in Offaly, so ours is at 2 o'clock
2
in
o'clock,
Barr,
yeah.
in County Offaly.
On
Yeah.
2 weeks' time, is it on a Sunday? Or
That's,
Saturday?
That's on Saturday the 6th at 2 o'clock.
Yeah. God, there's a lot of stuff on that weekend.
There's a lot, because I think our minors are out the same day as well, like, so I'm not sure what way that one is going to work out as well. So that could be a bit of an obstacle for ourselves, but we'll have to wait and see, I suppose.
Did you go up by bus yesterday, or did you take cars?
No, we travelled up in cars yesterday.
Yeah.
So we all met for breakfast in the Hilton, just off Dublin Airport, and then we went from there then across.
Did you stop anywhere on the way back?
No, we all came back, and then we met up all right in Carpdm last night, just to, I suppose, mark the occasion of, you know, it's never been done. We've never achieved anything in the past like this, so it was a massive achievement. So, yeah, we went down to celebrate.
Yeah, I've, you know, you talk about Maeve O'Neill, and I know her parents quite well, you know, and I've seen them in every game, and it isn't just Maeve's parents. There's a lot of parents go to those matches, and a lot of players wouldn't be starting, you know, and coming in, they might be only coming in for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, but there's so much family support for the players. And it's, you know, I was absolutely delighted for the likes of Maeve yesterday, and for lots of other players, because it's few and far between that these things happen, as you know yourself.
Yeah. Oh, 100%, Kieran. Like, I do laugh because, on going joke, I suppose I'm the oldest one there now, but like, making my debut in, what, 2001 is a long time to be waiting to be promoted or to win anything or to make a final. And just the support of even all the parents, all right, the girls that are there, but there's a lot of people, like the likes of Barkle Martin there, like there's certain people there that every game, no matter which part of the country it's in, they're there. And like, Cliona's mum and dad, they're always there. And there's, you could mention 100 people. And then obviously then there's the older players, like, always come to support as well. And it's just great. Like, it's unbelievable. And hopefully now we can rally them all again for the final, and maybe a few more get behind us.
What kind of preparations will you do for the final now? Well, I presume you won't change that much, will you? What do you do anyway?
I don't think we'll change a whole lot here, and we'll probably go back in Wednesday now, and we'll train really hard this week and make sure all our players are recovered and get into recovery now over yesterday and today. Make sure we get good recovery in, train hard this week, and we'll probably just kind of ease off then next week and just work on the basics and getting the basic handling right and just doing the simple things well.
Yeah, I was it Roisin Bailey I was talking to when she was we were talking about Ed, the manager, you know. For a couple of years there, he was tearing the bit of hair that he has in his head there out of him. He was telling me, geez, see these players. He says, what they did there today were, in other games when you hadn't played well, he says, they're not doing that in training. You should see these girls in training. They're brilliant. And then he says, to come out and to play like this, I just don't understand it. But he's obviously, you've obviously met each other at this way, and it's all changed, and they are now playing the way that he knows. The way he knows he can play.
Oh yeah, 100%. Like, Ed is unbelievable. Really, he's after bringing us to a new level. Like, he's gassed. He'll say it as it is, and it's probably some people like that, and some people mightn't, but it works for us. And he let us know we're doing well, and he let us know what we need to improve on. And I suppose in previous years, yeah, you look back and say, even from the semi-final last year, like, we were there again and probably just didn't perform, like, you know. And it probably is frustrating for the management when they see what we do have, and even for us ourselves, because we know what we're capable of. And then when you just go out and don't perform, it's harder again to take than you don't mind if you go out and there's not more you can do when you play well. But when you're kind of when you don't perform, it's a different story. Like, it is, it's hard to take. Like, so it was great yesterday that we eventually got over the line, like, and we stuck at it.
Yeah, listen, just there before we do finish up, two more players as well, Sinead Whelan and what's your name?
Sinead Hayden, was it?
Sinead Hayden, is it? Yeah. She
yep.
came late in the game there, and Elaine Ware came in late into the game.
Yep.
I think you floated that ball in around the square for their attention,
yeah,
and may have managed to avail of the confusion,
yeah,
that prevailed.
I think so. I think it was like the two girls had went up and kind of caught the keeper unawares, I suppose, and I think the keeper kind of was put off by that, and it just landed then in Maeve's hands. So we
Yeah.
were just lucky as well. But yeah, the girls made a huge difference when they come on. It's great that you can trust everyone coming in, and like, they put in a huge shift, anyone that did come in yesterday. And it doesn't matter whether you're young, old, whatever you are, like, you just come in and do the job. It's unbelievable panel, and the strength we have this year is really good. So
yeah, listen,
yeah.
All positive for the next 2 weeks anyway. So
Oh, 100%, yeah.
we leave it at that, will we, or unless you have anything else you want to.
No, not at all. Thanks
Yeah,
a million.
happy art. So listen, thanks a million, and the best of luck for the next 2 weeks. All right.
Lovely. Thanks a million.